WildTalkRadio.com.
Talking to the radio show.
You
texting me on that radio station.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Be on that radio station?
You can. You
want to
talk to
me?
I need to talk to
them.
You
got to
talk to
them.
Hold on one second.
Are you ready for a show where nothing is too taboo?
I'm waiting for like a cop to pull up. What are you doing out here on this corner, boy?
Just doing a radio show, officer.
You're looking for a good time, officer? Is that a donut on your penis, or are you just happy to see me? Oh, that's an eclair, son of a bitch.
It's a Boston cream pie.
Gosh, that's the Boston cream, baby.
And for the show where everything is fair game.
I want to put my dick on a flag and fly it above my house. I'll fucking do it.
We could sing a song about it. We sell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A- Spell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A.
Good thoughts. Good thoughts. Give me your, I don't know, what's the first thing you think of when you see your dick? That's a good thought.
Pussy.
Then put the children to bed.
Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I don't... I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it a sexual position?
What?
Wait for it.
Oh!
I thought the people were going to be showing up to party. Oh, you done them down over here.
And pour yourself a cold one. As it's time for your only excuse to be home on Saturday nights.
First of all, has anyone ever told you that you have the laugh of a drunken schoolgirl?
Yeah, I have. Actually, that's what's gotten me laid.
Yeah, I could be playing with myself.
Oh, it's all going to be coming really, really soon.
You sitting down, stand up real quick.
You, I'll be right back. I'm going to go grab a bucket in case I decide to hurl.
If you hurl, you're a fucking girl.
Uh-oh, not the pelvic thrust.
It's time for CB Radio.
Saturday night, and you know what that means. It's time for another edition of CB Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. WildTalkRadio.com, twitch.tv/WTRLive, CBRadioLive.com. Chat if you have that Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use creator code RocketSock in the Fortnite item shop, because hashtag epic partner. I'm the producer, Sir Rockin, joined as always by the intern, King Kittens.
Can you hear me this week?
We can hear you this week.
Hey! All right, great.
That's an improvement from last week where we could have... We heard you. We heard you last week.
Yeah, but I had to call in on my phone.
That was it for the phone? Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, because I tried to unmute and it wouldn't unmute.
So we have a big show planned tonight. We need a whole list of people to be on the show, so let's all introduce them now. We have the Gaxcore Soldier himself. We have the Lone Job Bert. We have the Godfather, Extreme Rob Parks. So glad we played.
Do we have the wheel?
We have the wheel. The wheel is here. I can see the wheel in the corner of my eye. We have the wheel.
But can you check in with them and make sure that they're ready to go?
No, because if I did, then I would have to reset the list again. Because once you spin it removes a name. So we don't want to remove a name from the wheel. The wheel's here, though.
I mean, I put on some great names from the AEW roster that I would love to see you get.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I saw some of them, and
they're officially listed on the AEW roster, therefore they should be included.
They are officially on that roster page. So the plan tonight, Chad, is a very simple one. We got two ideas we were doing, and we need a group for the Greater than Great Debate, the Blame Robs of 2023. We need a group for to discuss that one. And we have a fantasy draft
to debate planned. That.
To debate it. And then we have the fantasy draft where we have three teams, six people, so we're five
we
people
two.
On a, five well, people on a
technically
wheel.
Three.
We have one full team here. And I mean,
technically we have my team here the past two or three seasons as well.
This is true, but what was that again is not here yet. So
I would make them another wheel team, but
we can't make them another wheel team. That defeats the
I know
the premise of the show. I mean, Jobber's been here every week, and then the week we actually need him here.
I mean, we could impeach his ass again.
Oh, Lord. Chad, what was
that? That seemed to work before.
It did work before. It got him here. I just, things must be busy at work. Who knows? So hopefully he chimes in here shortly. Apparently it's a lot on the Jaguars tomorrow, Brent. If they lose, a lot of things happen.
If they lose, the Steelers make it to the playoffs, and does something happen with Indy now?
No, Indy lost. Okay. With a Jags loss would now mean the Bills clinch the playoffs. The Steelers
The Bills haven't clinched yet?
No.
Oh, fuck.
The Steelers would clinch the playoffs, and then the Texans would win the AFC South.
Okay. Oh, Jesus.
What?
The guy I played in fantasy. So, going into this week, it's aggregate for the finals. Uh-huh. I was up 50 points. It was 173 to 122.
Ooh.
He has scored 41 points this week already.
Ooh.
Because he had Nico Collins.
Okay.
Who got him 34 points, and then Michael Pittman got him 7. Now, he's got Josh Allen, James Cook, Stephon Diggs, so he needs the Bills to have a really big game against Miami to drive up some points.
Yeah.
I've got Dak Prescott, James Conner.
Okay.
Saquon Barkley.
Okay.
Tyreek Hill.
Okay. Well, okay.
CeeDee Lamb.
Okay.
Amon-Ra St. Brown.
All right.
And the Cowboys D, along with Jake Ferguson and Jake Moody. I still feel confident I'm going to win, but it was just about...
That's interesting you do a double week.
Yeah, it was a double for the semis, double for the finals.
Interesting.
So, because well, it's also because...
Go ahead.
It's also because since it's week 18 and he has people like Christian McCaffrey on his team that they're benching the final week because they've already locked everything up.
That's what I was going to say. It's weird playing the final week because a lot of people don't play once their team is like clinched.
Yeah, but that's also why they do it as a double week / aggregate is so that way last week counts with it. So
yeah, to me it's weird to go doing it like that, because I've never done it like that before. I've always done one semi week, one final week, and then the final week or two didn't really matter because a lot of people were shutting down already.
Yeah.
So,
but I've still got a lot of people that have something to play for, so week 18 still matters.
Yeah, I guess so. Week 18 would still matter. Yeah, that would.
And the last week of the season, I picked up Troy Pollard off of the free agent wire just so I could have Troy Pollard. I'm not going to play him because I already have CeeDee and Dak playing, and I don't want to go uber heavy on the Cowboys because if they get into a defensive battle with Washington, I'm screwed.
You are, in fact, screwed on that one.
So that's why if Saquon Barkley can do what he did against Philly before, I would be really, really appreciative.
Yeah, let's not.
Are you sure?
I would like to feel good about my team just for a week going into the playoffs. I would just like to feel good about my team. I don't feel that great about my team because they're just sort of like not fighting, I guess is the best way to put it. They're not showing that fighting spirit. But it all could turn around in the playoffs.
All it takes is, a four-game run?
It's all you need. We've had it, we've done it before. And, I mean, we're going to win 11, 12 games this season. I mean, it's still not like a bad season. Like, we're not bad of a team.
I want to take care of tomorrow. I want to just get tomorrow taken care of and then be able to focus on what we've got going next.
Who do you guys play tomorrow? Washington?
We've got Washington.
They at least set it up for divisional battles at the end. That's something.
Yeah, that was the thing of, because you guys get the Giants, we get Washington. I want to say every game at the end of the season is a divisional.
Yeah, that's how they try to do it.
Yeah, because it's usually us playing each other for the final game of the season.
And they learned maybe we don't do that the last week because usually we're just sort of both of us are shutting it down.
Yeah.
I think they've kind of learned on that one.
Who knew, though, that going into this one, it would be the decider?
Shouldn't be, but we both lost to Arizona. Like, we both lost to Arizona this year, and that...
Oh, okay. So this is the first time we've had a chance to talk about this. So last Saturday.
Yeah.
I mean, we the penalty that everyone is bitching about.
Yes.
that he didn't report, you know, oh, he reported. Look, he went to the ref. He reported. Two things about this entire situation that no one is talking about. Number one, if you're reporting 68, don't send 70 into the referees as well. I know that you're trying to be deceptive of like, ooh, yeah, it worked. You confused the ref.
I mean, and the Cowboys. But that's besides.
Well, no, the problem is it didn't confuse the Cowboys because the referee went to the Cowboys because when you report someone.
Yeah, tell them who it is.
The referee has to go to the other team and go, this person is eligible. And so when the referee went to the Cowboys, he said, 70 is eligible. Great. That's why he wasn't covered. The other thing that no one wants to talk about is there was another penalty on that play that still would have ruled the 2-point conversion irrelevant. It was an illegal formation because 68 was in the wrong spot on the line. So even if he had reported eligible, even if he had caught that ball, it still would have been ruled a penalty because he had lined up in the wrong spot.
You know,
but no one wants to talk about that.
No one wants to talk about it. It's too easy of a story.
It was too easy of being like, oh, look, they got screwed. But when you listen to when we were listening to the ESPN thing, I think it was Dean Blandino, former referee, was outlining four penalties on the play.
Yeah,
because he was just like, he didn't report. It was a legal motion. It was this. He's like, all of it rules it incomplete. Oh my god,
it happens like that. It happens.
Yeah.
All right. Since Subway is here, we'll check to see if we can actually hear him. Hi, Sub.
Check 1-2. Can you hear me?
Hey, we can hear you. Awesome. With that, we're going to jump right into the Greater Than Great Debate.
It is time for the Greater Than Great Debate.
You guys have sort of sound now.
Yeah, we can actually hear it.
Yay! Things were kind of... There we go. So we're getting into tonight's Greater Than Great Debate. Is the Blame Robs of 2023. There are some names on this list. There are certainly names. There are some names on the list. All right, let's get started, Brent.
All right, so reading through said names. First up, we have the Iron Sheik taking on Aaron Spears.
Iron Sheik, baby.
Humble you old country style.
Next.
Superstar Billy Graham takes on Jim Hines.
Superstar Billy Graham.
Kung Fu Master Billy Graham. God, that was an awful gimmick. Why did they give that to him?
Because why not?
Bob Barker takes on Bobby Caldwell.
Bob Barker.
Price is Wrong, bitch.
What do these names pertain to?
It's the Blame Robs of 2023.
Okay.
It's everyone who's died. So it's the uplifting debate of the year. So far, some names, Brent. Some names.
Well, we got to get it out somehow, right?
Got to get it out of the way somehow. Yep.
All right. Next up, we have Burt Bacharach taking on Lance Reddick.
Burt Bacharach.
Lance Reddick.
Burt.
Burt moves on. Next.
Y'all suck. So does Rob. Ryan O'Neal takes on Jim Brown.
Jim Brown. Moves on. Next.
Lisa Loring, Norman Lear.
Norman Lear.
Norman.
Lear.
Moves on. Next.
Paul Grant, Rosalind Carter.
Rosalind Carter.
The First Lady. Sir Michael Gambon, Anne Wurstchen.
Sir Michael.
First one?
What?
Sir Michael.
Yeah. Sub?
He said the first one.
First one.
Okay, Michael Gambon.
Moves on. Next.
Iron Sheik, Superstar, Billy Graham.
Talk about matchup. Iron Sheik.
Did they ever face off against one another?
I have no idea.
I'll go Iron Sheik over Billy Graham.
Moves on. Next.
Bob Barker, Burt Bacharach.
Bob Barker. Moves on. Next.
Jim Brown, Norman Lear.
Jim Brown.
The Syracuse Orange.
Next.
Rosalind Carter, Sir Michael Gambon.
Rosalind Carter. Rosalind Carter moves on. Next.
Iron Sheik, Bob Barker.
Bob Barker.
Sheik.
Sheiky baby.
Next.
Bob Barker got spayed and neutered.
Wow.
Jim Brown, Rosalind Carter.
Rosalind Carter.
Brown.
Is that Brown for you, Brent?
Yeah.
Moves on. Next.
All right. Iron Sheik, Jim Brown.
Iron Sheik.
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 Moves on. Next.
Back to round number one. CJ Harris, Sinead O'Connor.
Sinead O'Connor.
Sinead O'Connor.
Nothing compares to you.
Next.
Oh, shoot. This just moved. Hang on. Tyler Christopher, Dick Butkus.
Dick Butkus.
Dick, kiss my ass.
Butt kiss.
Next.
Andre Brower, Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett.
Andre Brower.
Who was that sub? Brower?
Yeah.
Brower moves on. Next.
Michael Lerner, Mike Williams.
Lerner.
Sure, Lerner.
Williams.
Lerner moves on. Next.
Alan Arkin, Dave Hollis.
Dave.
Alan Arkin. Hello.
What's up?
Saying hi to chat. And we said hello.
Oh.
Arkin. Pick?
I did pick.
Who?
Alan Arkin.
Alan Arkin moves on. I didn't hear you. Next.
Steve Hartwell, Johnny Hardwick.
Hardwick?
Yeah, he was the dude from King of the Hill. Yeah, Hardwick.
Oh, Dale Gribble.
Yeah. Hardwick will move on. Next. So what we're doing tonight is...
Len?
Hold on. So for just tuning in, we're doing the Blame Robs of 2023, if you're new to the show. Blame Rob means celebrity death. So we're going all over the it's going to sound weird, the best celebrity death of 2023.
The most notable celebrity death.
There you go. That's the best way to put it. Notable. The most notable death of 2023. It's a tradition we have.
Don't you wow us. It is what we do on this show.
It's what we do. It's what we do. You have to put comedy to death. We have it's a
wow. Bit. Okay, Rock, speaking of comedy, our next matchup, Len Goodman from Dancing with the Stars takes on Matthew Perry from Friends and Other Stuff.
Matthew Perry.
I would give Len a 10, but I'm going to go with Matthew Perry.
Matthew Perry will move on. Next.
Cindy Williams, Richard Belzer.
Belzer.
Williams.
Law and Order. Dun, dun.
You just really wanted to do the sound, didn't you?
Yes.
Belzer will move on. Next.
Second round, Sinead O'Connor, Dick Butkus.
Sinead O'Connor.
Right.
Dick Butkus.
Butkus moves on. Next.
Andre Brower, Michael Lerner.
Lerner.
The first one.
Andre Brower.
Moves on. Next.
Captain Holt. Alan Arkin, Johnny Hardwick.
Arkin.
Hardwick.
I like Arkin. I'll go Hardwick.
Interesting reasoning. Next.
Matthew Perry, Richard Belzer.
Perry.
Matthew Perry.
Moves on. Next.
Dick Butkus, Andre Brower.
Butkus.
Brower.
That was Butkus from Sub. Next.
Johnny Hardwick, Matthew Perry.
Matthew Perry.
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 Matthew Perry moves on. Next.
Dick Butkus, Matthew Perry.
Perry.
Cheers. Perry.
I'll go Perry.
Yeah, that's an interesting final, semifinal. All right, next.
All right, we are halfway through. Dear God, this tournament is going so much faster than last week's.
But I'm chilling.
You have to admit, last week's went a little slow.
I don't remember what last week was. Anyway, next.
It was the resolutions.
Oh, yeah. Well, it went fast. It actually went fast. It just seemed slow.
Okay. Bill Cunningham and Ralph Sorella.
Sorella.
I'll go Cunningham.
Cunningham moves on. Next.
Bray Wyatt, Richard Mull.
Bray.
Wyatt.
Wyndham.
Next.
Richard Roundtree, Barrett Strong.
Richard Roundtree.
Roundtree.
I want to see the other one. Oh. Yeah, I'm going to go with Shaft.
Next.
Raquel Welch, Ray Stevenson.
Raquel Welch.
Ray Stevenson.
Raquel moves
no,
on.
No, I'm going to go Ray Stevenson. Sorry, Ray Stevenson.
Ray Stevenson moves on. Next.
Bobby Hull, Brian Briz Gillis.
Howie Hall.
Bruce.
Hall.
Next.
Sir Michael Parkinson, Lisa Marie Presley.
Lisa Marie.
Lisa Marie.
King's daughter.
Next.
David McCollum, Paul Rubens.
Wow, these are just names.
Paul Rubens.
Pee Wee Herman.
I'm sorry, Ducky, but you were like 90. I'm going with Paul Rubens.
Next.
Jay Briscoe, Tori Bowie.
Briscoe.
Bowie.
Them boys.
Moves on. Next.
Bill Cunningham, Bray Wyatt.
Bray.
Wyatt.
Bray.
Moves on. Next.
Richard Roundtree, Ray Stevenson.
Roundtree.
Stevenson.
Stevenson.
Moves on. Next.
Awesome fifth.
Bobby Hull, Lisa Marie Presley.
Lisa Marie.
Lisa Marie.
I'll go Bobby Hull just for a pity vote.
There you go. Next.
Paul Rubens, Jay Briscoe.
Pee Wee Herman.
Paul Rubens.
Reach for the sky.
Does not move on. Next.
I just went with his because it was more shocking. Wyatt, Ray Stevenson.
Ray.
Stevenson.
Wyndham.
Moves on. Next.
Lisa Marie Presley, Paul Rubens.
Paul Rubens.
Paul Rubens.
Paul.
Moves on. Next.
Bray Wyatt, Paul Rubens.
Talk about fun houses.
Wyatt.
Bray.
One based off of the other. I'm going to go with the better entertainer, Bray.
Next.
All right, we're back in. We're in our final set of round number ones. Bo Goldman, Suzanne Summers.
Suzanne Summers.
Suzanne Summers.
Suzanne.
Moves on. Next.
Fred White, Adam Rich.
White?
Fred White.
Hang on. I don't know who either of them are. I'll go Fred White. Why not?
Fred White moves on. Next.
Lanny Poffo, David Crosby.
Poffo.
Crosby.
Crosby steals the Nash.
Moves on. Next.
Tina Turner, Jerry Springer. We're just going to put it out there.
Jerry Springer.
Tina Turner.
Tina. Rolling. Rolling down the river.
Tina moves on. Next.
Jacqueline Zaman and Jackie O.
Jackie O.
Jackie O.
I'll go Zaman over a plastic surgery accident. And I still lose. Terry Funk, Angus Cloud.
Funker.
Funk.
EC-Dub. EC-Dub. Jimmy Buffett, Tom Sizemore.
Buffett.
Tom Sizemore.
I lock Tom Sizemore, but Margaritaville.
Next.
Francis Sternhagen, James Buster Corley.
James Buster.
Corley.
Sternhagen.
Next.
Suzanne Summers, Fred White.
Summers.
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 Next.
David Crosby, Tina Turner.
Turner.
Tina Turner.
Turner.
Moves on. Next.
Jackie O, Terry Funk.
Funk.
Funker.
Jackie O. No, I'll go Funk.
Funker moves on. Next.
Jimmy Buffett, James Buster Corley.
Buffett.
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 Buffett will move on. Next.
Okay, Suzanne Summers, Tina Turner.
Ooh, Turner.
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 Tina moves on. Next.
Terry Funk, Jimmy Buffett.
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 Right?
Terry Funk and Jimmy Buffett, Funky.
Buffett Funk. Moves on. You just picked Jimmy Buffett.
What?
He just said nothing. Who did you want, Sub? You picked both.
No, I've picked Funk.
No, you first picked...
Oh. Sorry.
So which one do you want, Funk or Buffett? You picked Funk because he... Okay, we'll go with Funk on that one. Okay. Next.
Okay, hang on. Let me refresh this. Give me just a second. It's reloading. Okay, Tina Turner, Terry Funk.
Turner.
Funk.
Funk.
Terry Funk moves on. Next.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
All right. Your semifinals. Iron Sheik, Matthew Perry.
Matthew Perry.
Sheik, baby.
Perry.
Matthew Perry moves on. Next.
Okay, this would have been a really good matchup as well. Aside from this, like in a legit matchup.
In professional wrestling terms, this would have been a good professional wrestling sports entertainment finale.
Yep. Bray Wyatt, Terry Funk.
Wyatt.
Oh, shit. Damn. God. They both deserve it for totally different reasons. I'm going to have to go Funk.
I'm going to go Wyatt because it's more shocking and more noteworthy. Not that Funk
But I think Bray would put Funk over in a heartbeat.
Oh, I understand that, but I'm also saying in terms of the blame, Bray's is the bigger deal. Because he was young. He was 30-something.
All right,
Funk, we had reports back and forth.
Funk was a young guy. Funk was
in his like 70s or 80s.
No, I know, dude. He was losing his mind, too.
Yeah. Anyway, main event.
Oh, he died in Phoenix, too. Huh. Go figure. Main event. This is a big one. Matthew Perry, Bray Wyatt.
Oh, definitely Wyatt.
Wyatt over Perry, but both are shocking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of the way to put that one. Both were indeed very, very shocking. So Bray Wyatt, unfortunately, is the winner of the debate tonight.
The most notable passing of 2023.
It is the most notable passing of 2023. Alright, Brent. Now we're supposed to be doing the draft. Do we do it, or do we push it to see if we can get teammates next week?
Let's push it.
In terms of if we want to have it fair with everybody, it's probably best if we put it off for a week.
That's my feeling, because I've reached out, I've heard from neither participant who was supposed on the show.
We could legitimately just pick between the three of us, but, technically you have a partner.
My partner's here.
It is inanimate, but you have a partner.
The partner's here, yes.
It'll be my partner for tomorrow.
that is a very, very true statement.
Rock, does that mean technically you and I are in a stable then?
Maybe. But with that, because we don't have anything else planned, so it's gonna be a shorter show tonight. Sorry, people. But that's just kind of the way it is.
It happens.
Brad, I'm gonna give you the platform.
I have the platform.
Yep. You won last season. So you have the platform to give your victory speech and all that fun stuff. Yeah, I mean, before you know, we were going on a sure show. I did 3 hours earlier, so you got some content if you were awake for that one.
A draft tomorrow as well.
We have a draft tomorrow as well. Like the other part of the content of the show, the content people aren't here, so we can't go forward with it. So.
Blame Jobber and Rob. Blame your elected officials.
Yeah, blame your president and vice president for a shorter show tonight. So, Brent, you get the floor. You get to decide. And
I have a minute?
You give you the presidential minute, the intern's minute. Hey, I'll give you even, do I have a sounder up? Maybe, yeah, we have a sounder. So you get the presidential minute. Here, maybe, if it wants to play.
Who, me?
No, not you.
It's time for the presidential minute with the Lone Jobber. Lone Jobber.
All right, Brent, you got a minute. Let's talk about your performance.
All right. Well, first off, I would like to thank the most important person on this team, myself. I was the one that was able to draft this entire team, even though I was using, you know, the spirit of Jobber to pick certain picks. I won in spite of him, if we want to be totally, totally reasonable here. But yes, this makes it like 3 seasons in a row. I'd also like to thank Tony Khan for being completely predictable in his booking and making it so that you can pick, you know, fairly reasonable people in order to have a decent fantasy team. Although some booking decisions recently are very questionable, i.e. the Undisputed Kingdom, but we will touch upon that later. So we're going to have people win titles and then supposedly just hand them off to people because reasons, even though they set up said person to win the title and are now going to be gunning for him to take the title off of him. Why? I have no freaking clue. But that's just AEW in a bucket. We could, you know, also be picking some people that may end up in the company. You never know. So just keep your eye out for next week when it comes to this draft, and gonna try and make it for season 4 in a row. We'll see if that happens well. But who really knows? We'll find out.
Is that a minute? That was a little, probably over a minute. I wasn't keeping actual track of the time I should have been, but okay, I wasn't.
Well, I was trying to, you know, keep it short.
It was short enough. It worked. It worked for the content.
And I had to go the complete Christian route of, you know, thanking myself first and foremost.
You did thank yourself first and foremost, and that's the only time we'll ever hear that ever again. So we'll hopefully next week, all parties involved show up in decent time, and we can put on a draft for everybody. But though, speaking of drafts, tomorrow night, it's the WTR Fantasy Draft, the WWE edition, live at 10 p.m. Eastern. We know everyone's going to be there.
Maybe.
Hopefully. Tune in. We'll tell you who won that season, too. Because that, we still have to figure that part out. So we'll determine that, give you the draft order, and all that fun stuff. Monday night, it's the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. Thursday night, it's the Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of CB Radio. It's CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and the website.
CBRadioLive.com.
At Wild Talk Radio, at CB Radio GUE, at King Kittens, at Lone Jobber, at Wade Manson. Final thoughts up?
No final thoughts. We'll see you next week for the draft.
Right.
I mean, technically, that was a final thought from Sub.
I mean,
but yeah, we will see you next week for a draft, maybe a tournament. We'll figure it out. Maybe in a corner. Who knows? But we will have a show at least next week. So, yay.
We will have a show next week. We have a listing of tournaments, so we may. We're working on it. So there it goes on that one. But this has been your only excuse to be home on a Saturday night, CB Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll see you next Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network. Streaming live right here at wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTRLive, and
CBRadioLive.com.